Welcome to the Affiliate Business and Marketing Workshop. Today you're going to learn how to develop an affiliate business that generates a real income for you. Now we're really lucky to have Anik Singhal with us. He's going to be our business professor for today. And Anik is the founder of AffiliateClassroom.com and DominateSearchEngines.com. Now daily, Anik teaches affiliates how to run their businesses. Now, I'm going to be your host for the workshop, and my name is Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. And the first thing I'd like to do is thank you very much for joining us here today, Anik.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. Can you start off by giving us your background, where you come from, and a little bit about your history?
Sure, no problem. I'm currently actually a college student. I'm only 21 years old. I started in internet marketing right around the age of 19, right when I turned 19. So it's been about 2 years. I actually stumbled upon the A. Blake Forum, and that's how I started. I was a pre-med major when I first found internet marketing. I was studying at a completely different university, and I was studying to become a doctor. And I quickly found myself getting away from that field, didn't really find myself fitting in. And I can say that since as far back as I remember, I've been pretty much a business guy. And so when I started really looking into the business world, you know, I realized that it just, you know, that was where I needed to be. So I made a drastic change over to a different university, and I joined their finance program. So I'm currently studying finance. This is my last semester, so I'll be graduating soon and going full-time. And for 3 years, I even worked as a financial planner. I was the youngest financial planner in my entire branch for our company, which was the third largest financial planning firm. So, you know, I've had some decent experience with business in that sense. And from there, you know, I began getting very active in my internet marketing just because it was such an easy business to run along with school. So slowly and slowly I've gotten away from even finance, and I no longer work with that company, and I'm pretty much full-time on internet marketing now.
Excellent. So how has your offline experience helped you online then?
Offline experience, one of the first biggest things it did was it proved to me that, yeah, business was for me. And another thing that the offline experience taught me a lot about was because I was in the sales business, mm-hmm. I was sitting down with people one-on-one. It really taught me a lot about how to speak with people, how to talk to them, a lot about customer service, what it is that people want. And this directly came into my internet business because I realized that there's no human touch online, and sometimes that can be a problem. But I've realized that I'm very good at getting back to people, and all of those skills of customer service and knowing how to deal with people has pretty much come from my offline experience.
Excellent. So now that you're online, what kind of an income are you generating?
Actually, it's funny you ask, just because as of this month, I finally hit the monthly income to be an official six-figure earner. So if this keeps going, I will be earning six figures this year. And you're looking at someone who's really technically doing it part-time. I work about maybe 3 hours, four hours max a day.
Uh-huh.
That's because I have a load of schoolwork, and plus I definitely like goofing around with my friends. So hopefully, you know, once I go full-time, I don't know what's going to happen. So definitely very excited about that.
Oh, that's beautiful. So how did you come up with the concept of Affiliate Classroom?
Well, you know what? It was pretty simple. When I started doing my own affiliate marketing, it took me a while to really, really find a system that worked for me. And I've bounced around from all the main books that you can possibly imagine reading about affiliate marketing. And, you know, there's about four or five different main types of business models you can use. And so I was just so confused. It took me so long. Affiliate marketing, I personally feel, can sometimes be harder than any other form of internet marketing just because you're a little bit limited to the type of traffic you can get. And so I started doing my own research, and I wanted to find solutions. And basically, I came up with my own system that was working very well for me. And I realized that one of the things I had in my system that every other system was lacking was a very step-by-step approach. You know, it was like step one, do this. Step two, do this. And so the idea of a whole affiliate classroom came is that, one, I found that there really was no place for affiliates to really hang out in the sense that there's a lot of good e-books on it, there's a lot of good guides, but, you know, where can one affiliate marketer come and talk to another one and say, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to do this. Have you done this before or whatnot? So the whole idea of building a community came to me, And then at that point, I realized that I wanted to have a unique service where we actually have a way of having a software system where the student can get step-by-step instruction and get completely tracked on our own website so they know exactly where they are and what they're doing. So that's where the whole idea of Affiliate Classroom came about.
Excellent. Now, you just mentioned that there's 5 or 6 different affiliate business models that you could use. Can you share those with us?
Sure. Well, one of the main ones is, you know, for example, I've done this, is where you pretty much set it up just like a merchant. So you just have your one-page sales letter.
Okay.
But it's more of a pre-sale sales page. So you set it. What I'll do a lot of times is I'll set it up as a kind of like an FAQ. Like, so someone comes there. I'm sorry?
What's that?
Oh, a frequently asked questions page.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when someone comes, really I'll only do that kind of promotion for something that I've used and had a lot of success out of, so I can have kind of a personal story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's set up as just 1 or 2 pages, and it's just at the end, obviously the person is clicking out to the merchant page to buy. That's one system that's worked fairly well for me, but it's selective. You can't use it in every type of niche. I've used it in the internet marketing niche quite well because I've had personal endorsement stories. The second type, of course, is what Google Cash is known for, and that is that you have an affiliate link and you write a quick Google ad and you set it up and it goes, you know, it goes straight to that site. Now, we know that lately has been kind of smashed because of Google's new rules, but it's just changed now into the third strategy, which I used to use was I would just set up a landing page in which I would have a kind of like a newsletter or an e-sign. It was a one-page thing. It was just a quick blurb. Then at the bottom, it would just be a name and, you know, email. And what I used to do with that one is I would buy traffic from places like Overture and other pay-per-click engines like Canoodle and things of that sort. And then I would drive traffic to an opt-in, build myself a sizable list for that niche, and then market them other affiliate programs from that niche. The fourth one that I would, that's the one that I think is the best right now and most supportive is the content business model, where what you're really doing is you're building a content website with maybe hundreds of pages of articles. Each article is basically pre-selling some form of affiliate link. So what you know, with the content strategy, what you're really going after are search engines. You're trying to build a website that can really optimize for the search engines and get you some free traffic. And then the fifth strategy kind of is the same as the fourth one, but with an added element, and that is you build a community. So you might add things like a forum to your content website. You might have some of your own free resources. Usually you'll be pretty actively involved in a community site where you might be updating it on a daily basis, whereas with a content website, you know, a lot of people might spend a month on it, have a bunch of articles, 100, 200 pages, optimize the website, get it up and running to a nice degree, and then they might not touch it ever again, or until at least the rankings fall or whatnot. But number 5 is one that usually people will do if they're very passionate about the idea, about the niche, and so they don't mind being actively involved in the site maybe every day.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned also that you have a system that you pretty much use for your affiliate programs. What's that system?
My system, I like to focus on the content sites. So if you join the Affiliate Classroom, we pretty much introduce you to all of them. But the one where we offer you all the step-by-step coaching is you go from, you know, as simple as a step as just choosing what niche, and then we're going to take you through a whole process of actually creating the articles, setting up the website, how to do the search engine optimization, and then we'll walk you through all the other forms of promotion, such as pay-per-click, solo ads, e-sign ads, offline marketing, and forum promotions, all of that stuff. We kind of take you through a whole system of that. So I like, I guess, out of the full 5 numbers I gave you, it's more of a number 4.
Okay. So what is the USP or the unique selling principle of Affiliate Classroom?
I would have to say it's definitely the step-by-step module we built. Mm-hmm. Took us about 7 months to perfect it. It was a lot of work. The whole website is completely programmed. It's a unique programming. It's not like a membership script that you can buy and set up some content and then So that was one thing that's the USP of it, would just be that we have a very unique software system built into it that provides all the step-by-step. And then on top of that, it tracks you. So you could literally be running 10 different affiliate programs from 10 different niches all at the same time. And our content management or our site management tool will track all of them and let you know, okay, you're on step 13 of this one and you're on step 14 of this one. So you pretty much, we're trying to make it into one of the things where you don't have to think anymore. You just go and do whatever it tells you to do.
So if I have a niche then that I'm looking at, for example, if I have a maybe a recipe book or a recipe niche, then I take that niche and develop a website following the steps listed in Affiliate Classroom.
Exactly.
And then I go, if I wanted to have a niche on health food, for example, and another one on racing cars or that kind of thing, I use the exact same system on each different site. Is that right?
Exactly. And those three will be plugged in. So let's say today you wake up and you say, you know what, I feel like working on the racing car site today.
Uh-huh.
So you log into the site, you click on that specific project, and it says, okay, you're on step 15 of this project. And step 15 might be whatever it is. And then you say, okay, I'm going to do this today. Then the next day you wake up and say, I'm not really in the racing car mood. I want to work on my recipe site. So
excellent.
You might not come back to your racing car site for another week or another year. But whenever you come back, you will know exactly where you were.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
So what, or who is your target market then?
Our target market is definitely the beginner or intermediate affiliate. We are working for more advanced material for expert affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
But since our USP is a step-by-step instruction, I don't go after expert affiliate marketers too much just because, those guys, if they're experts, they pretty much know what they're doing.
Right,
so our target market is to go after the beginners or the intermediates. So, and we love, if someone who knows nothing about affiliate marketing whatsoever mm-hmm. is the perfect place for them.
Okay. Now, what makes you special as opposed to listening to somebody else? I mean, there's an absolute ton of information out there about affiliate marketing and affiliate business and that kind of thing. Why should somebody listen to you as opposed to one of the other experts?
Well, I would say one of the things is there's an incredible information overload.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. There are a lot of other people. And I can name so many off of my, off the top of my head right now. I can. And they're all very good. For example, James Martell, mm-hmm. Rosin Gardner. These are the two people that are very well known for affiliate marketing advice, and they're doing very well themselves. However, the reason that a lot of people, I think, take towards my program is, once again, this is step-by-step coaching.
Mm-hmm.
What you buy from the other areas is you're basically purchasing an e-book.
Yeah.
You're purchasing a guide. As great as it is, I don't doubt that at all, it's not providing you with any tracking tools. It's not providing you with, the management tools. And also, affiliate marketing is changing every month. For example, earlier this month, Google declared something that was going to be pretty hurtful for affiliates. In the sense that, okay, we're not going to really, in a sense, they're really not going to have as many ads as you want for any particular program. So that in turn created a need that you have to create your own sites now and provide traffic to your own pages. So those kind of things are massive updates that happen almost on a monthly basis to affiliate marketing. So you might purchase a guide that was made 3 or 4 years ago and it might be completely out of date by now.
Right, okay. So instead of having an ebook and following the steps through an ebook, your site is actually much more interactive then?
Far more interactive, updated. We have new content every month. We update everything every month.
So how do you go about then choosing a specific affiliate program to join and to promote?
All right, so that's actually a very good question. How do we exactly pick a niche? And so that's something that we always talk about in the affiliate classroom is because we actually do niche profiles every month. We profile at least 5 or 10 niches every month for affiliates to work with. So some of the things that I look for before I ever think about a niche is one of the things I want to pay attention to is the demand.
Okay.
How I find the demand for a particular program or a particular niche is usually I use tools like AdWord Analyzer or I'll use Overture. Overture has a free search tool, and what you do is you type in a keyword, and it'll come out and tell you how many searches were done on it for the last month. Next thing I look for is how much competition. So for example, I know there's a huge demand for something like, let's see, for dating, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's an incredible demand for dating type of products, but if you also look into the competition, there's also an incredible amount of competition.
Right.
So I have to weigh those two with each other. So when I'm looking into an affiliate program, I'm going to make sure that there's not too much competition, but yet that there is enough of searches to create a demand. Third thing is commission. That's what we're all in it for. We want to make money. So I'm not going to go and promote a program that pays me 2, 3%.
Right.
Unless those guys are going to pay me 2, 3% on something that's, you know, $5,000.
Right, yeah.
And if so, then I have to see, okay, how easy is it to sell this market a $5,000 product. My typical for a product is if it's a physical product, meaning it's like an actual commodity, something that's mailed physically in the mail, then I'm looking for at least about 10%. I think that's fair usually.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I'm looking at a digital product, I won't look at anything less than 30%.
Right, okay.
So commission level. Another thing that's very unique about our system, and I drill this into the affiliate classroom students, is upselling. I don't know why affiliates just don't do it, but personally I made over $10,000 with upselling in the course of 60 days with about 1 to 2 hours a day. I was promoting just one affiliate program, and just by upselling that affiliate program,
How did you do that?
Okay, so what it was when I first used the program Traffic Equalizer, it worked like a charm for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ended up happening was people started asking me questions about it, and I realized that people were buying Traffic Equalizer through my affiliate link just so they could ask me some questions.
Okay.
And so what I ended up doing was, kind of something ticked in my head, and I created a little page about it, my experience with Traffic Equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I realized is, okay, people are going to this page, it's selling like crazy. I'm making a bunch of money just promoting an affiliate product. But then once people buy it, half of them aren't using it. The other half are trying to use it for a couple of days, and they give up. And I'm getting all the swarm of questions. And then one day someone emails me and says, look, I'll pay you. Can you just do this for me?
Uh-huh.
Like, I bought the software, but I don't feel like learning how to use it. I'll pay you, just set it up on my site.
Okay.
So I said, okay, sure, why not? And then I did it, and then but within 2 days later, I get another person saying exactly the same thing to me. So basically the market told me that they needed the service.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and I set up a $500 package where I would do that for anybody who, basically for $500, I would set up the entire thing on your site for you.
Uh-huh.
100% everything, with the web designing included, the keyword selection, everything, I would do it for you. And I, when I first put it up, I didn't really expect it to be that as much of a hit, but I realized that I was converting over 10% of the people who purchased through my affiliate link into that service.
Wow.
And honest to God, I mean, TV at that time for me was like a 1, 2, 3 thing. I mean, I was working through them so quickly because I had done so many sites that it was the easiest money. And you're looking at a college student, all of a sudden 10,000, just working like an hour and a half a day or something. I mean, that was incredible.
So it was taking you an hour and a half to set up a site on Traffic Equalizer or with Traffic Equalizer?
It would take me anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours maximum.
Wow, so maximum 2 hours, you're getting paid $500 for it.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
So one of the things that I drill home always is at this point, I never am an affiliate for a site unless I see an upsell opportunity there. Whether it's a service upsell, whether it's something like, but, something expensive to sell these people, and I'm talking between $100 to a $500 product.
Okay.
So I look for that also when I'm choosing an affiliate niche. That's a big thing for me. Lately, I've been putting that more and more into the importance. And the last thing I do, I always do this, is I email the merchant, and I see how quickly he responds.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to work to promote somebody, they better treat me special, so they better respond to me quickly. And if you're going to take 3-4 days just to get back to a simple question, then it's probably not a good program for me to promote.
Right, yeah. Now, can we just step back and find out what is Traffic Equalizer?
Oh, okay, sure. Everyone wants to know what Traffic Equalizer is. That's one of the most popular questions I get.
Okay.
Traffic Equalizer, and it's Traffic Equalizer, basically what it does is you feed it a list of keywords.
Mm-hmm.
It takes those keywords and it creates a directory page for you.
Okay.
The way it gets its directory feeds, it basically goes into a search engine, types in the keyword, gets the first 20 results, the search engine pops out and puts them on the page for you.
Okay.
So basically, you're just it's exactly what it is. It's just a directory page. But the thing is, it can do about 1,000 of them in like 15 minutes.
Wow, and this is a piece of software that's sitting on my website then?
Exactly. Well, you can either have it on your computer, so it creates all the pages on your computer, and then you upload them.
Okay.
Or the way I prefer to do it is they have a web version of the software.
Okay.
So I just load it up on my site, and it creates the pages right on my server.
Beautiful.
And these pages are basically, as far as their keyword, they're very well keyword optimized.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick with TE is you're not going to go after a word like dog. You'll never get up to number one, never, ever work out to be number one for that.
Right.
TE works best for keywords that are two or three words big.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they only get about 100 or 200 searches each every month.
Okay.
But the thing is, they probably have very little competition.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is you put together about 1,000 or 1,500 of those.
Okay.
You optimize your website for all of those. So, yeah, maybe each keyword's only getting 200 searches a month, but now you've got 1,000 or 1,500 of them that can build up pretty quickly.
So how many of that kind of goes back to a question then? You said that you would look in a niche and find out how many clicks people had done, for example, on Overture. And then mm-hmm. you would determine whether that niche was something that would turn out to be profitable for you.
Okay.
How does that relate to, for example, you say now with Traffic Equalizer, if you get something that's got 200 clicks, how is that related to the clicks that you would look at Overture? Is it somewhat the same? Would you say that 200 clicks on Overture would determine that that would be a good niche to go after?
No, definitely not. What you'll see is if you have a niche where the main keyword for that niche is only getting 200 searches a month, that's a horrible niche.
Okay.
You know, stay away from it like the plague. Like that's my take on it. I'm sure someone else can argue that for me. But what I'm looking at is, for example, I might have a website, let's say, about dogs.
Uh-huh.
So if you type in the word dog, you're going to get, I mean, hundreds of thousands of searches, maybe even millions.
Uh-huh.
So you know, okay, it is a very well-in-demand niche. Now what's going to happen, though, if you go to a software like Word Tracker
mm-hmm.
and you type in the keyword dog, it's going to pump out a list of keywords for you, maybe 10,000, 20,000 keywords that are dog-related.
Okay.
I mean, I might be looking at, for example, if I have a website about dogs, you know, you might have a keyword like poodle potty training.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that's when we're getting into a keyword that's really not going to have too many searches.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still related. So with using Traffic Equalizer, I might go after that keyword.
Okay.
So if you look, what you want to do to evaluate the niche is look at the main keyword, for example, in this case, dog. And if it has a lot of searches, then you at least have an in-demand niche. But if your main keyword itself only has, you know, a few hundred or even a few thousand searches, then you're looking at a very low demand niche.
Okay.